USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Getting to the truth, President Trump ordering a review looking into whether federal agents infiltrated or surveilled his 2016 presidential campaign for political purposes. Trump on Twitter saying he wants to know if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration.
The president is absolutely within his rights to tweet about this.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, a guest on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News.
Those who want to investigate Russia collusion, which the president said is a witch hunt, there's no evidence of it, we're into year two of this. You can't then say, oh, we can never talk about the Hillary campaign again and what happened there.
It could all be over by September. President Trump's attorney, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, says Robert Mueller may end his Russia investigation by September 1st, depending on whether President Trump will sit down for an interview over the summer, possibly in July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
In Texas, the mother of one of the nine students killed in Friday's school shooting believes her 16-year-old daughter, Shayna Fisher, targeted by the gunman as she refused to go out with him. Sadie Rodriguez says her daughter made it perfectly clear she was not interested in him.
Finally, she stood up to him and embarrassed him, you know, in class, you know, because she felt she had to.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the trade war between the United States and China on hold.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework.
Mnuchin says the U.S. hopes to reduce the trade deficit with China by $200 billion by the year 2020.
35% to 40% increases in agriculture this year alone, in energy, doubling the energy purchases. You could see $50-60 billion a year of energy purchases over the next 3 to 5 years.
Mnuchin, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
We have specific targets. I'm not going to publicly disclose what they are. They go industry by industry.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of America's best-known coffee chains says you're now welcome to visit and even use their bathrooms, even if you're not making a purchase. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Starbucks issuing the policy change on Saturday after it received a public backlash when two black men were arrested at one of its Philadelphia stores after they did not immediately buy something and told workers they were there waiting for someone to meet them. The April 12th arrest sparking a firestorm over racial profiling, Starbucks telling workers in the memo issued Saturday to consider anyone who walks into the stores as a customer, regardless of whether they make a purchase. Some paying customers outside some Starbucks after the policy change was announced on Saturday told reporters they don't think it's such a good idea and could discourage them from patronizing Starbucks in the future. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And who will be the next American Idol? It's down to three finalists who will perform hit songs from Johnny Cash, Fleetwood Mac, and Journey tonight during part one of the season finale. Part two, Monday night, after the nationwide vote, Ryan Seacrest will announce the winner.
Welcome back. This is it, the finale. It is American Idol. Here they are.
Now, as for the top three, they're from all across the country. Caleb Lee Hutchinson from Dallas, Georgia. Maddie Pope lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Gabby Barrett, born in Clarksville, Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.